Tell us the latest here about the revitalization plan for the city downtown.
Shortly after Mayor Anthony Copeland became mayor, we hired a strategist called Hyatt Palmer, and they do Indiana downtowns, and they give consulting advice on how do you really breathe wind into and revitalize the downtown. We had community meetings, groups talk with businesses, and at the end of all of it, the mayor was able to allocate and free up quite a bit of money for the revitalization. Mm-hmm. So you will see new retail buildings at Main and Broadway. You'll see new streets, sidewalks, lighting. We recently completed about July 3rd a gateway monument, a placemaking design to say, hey, this is the entry into our downtown. So when you're entering the city off of Columbus Drive, you have a gateway that takes you to your shopping, eating, dining experience. And so...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's got to be the most impressive part, is seeing that sign down there, because that's something new and something that I'm sure even East Chicago residents hadn't expected to see.
Yeah, I agree. And I think people, when they start seeing things like that come up, they start believing. You know, one thing about our city is we have two downtowns. One is in the harbor, and mm-hmm. one is what we call the East Chicago downtown. And what that study suggested was that if we focus our attention into the harbor downtown, then we can replicate the same thing in the other and in other areas in the city. And so the gateway sign is a portion of that revitalization effort, along with the mayor's been very aggressive with the facade program that kicks in, in particular in the harbor. Depending on what streets you're in, there's an 80-20 match, meaning the 80 will pay 80% of your facade improvement and the business owner will pay 20%, and it's a cap of $25,000. So it's very, with the streetscaping, the new sidewalks, this gateway sign really just kind of puts that cherry on the top of the sundae.
Did you all discover during the studies that we found that people not only come in from the north, as you say, come in through the harbor area, but they come up Indianapolis Boulevard into East Chicago right. from the south, basically from Hammond.
Yes.
And a lot of people, then you hang a left or a right, mostly right, to go into the main business district.
Correct, and that's the out of the downtown that we're talking about. And mm-hmm. We actually just finished our TOD plan for the area that you're talking about, coming from, well, they come from north and south, but where our South Shore train station, that is going to, we believe that is a strategic location for development. And so we're aggressively looking to finalize and fine-tune this plan to develop that area, along with strategizing how it connects to that downtown in East Chicago. Mm-hmm.
For people that aren't familiar with that particular area, they're around the train station. They're on Indianapolis Boulevard, is the train station, of course. And there are other businesses, some industries or industrial zone buildings that are nearby. And then you get very close to a very, very well-established but very old residential district. In fact, it's there by the park. There's a park nearby there, too, that the people in East Chicago take advantage of. So it would be a great opportunity for redevelopment, wouldn't it?
It is.
For
very, sure. very, very stable neighborhood in East Chicago. Manicured lawns and anything you see in any other community. So mm-hmm. we're very proud of that neighborhood. Just a good group of people living there. And again, as you look even regionally, as through the state and the regional focus of, you know, developing our existing assets around transportation, and that is our key hub. We've had a few folks come in from some universities and give us some talks, and we've had charrettes, and we've been in the community, and you know, Mayor Copeland is very big about involving people in these decisions. So, you know, we always get community input on what we do. And so I think that's going to be like, what's next? We're staged and ready to go, getting shovel ready for a lot of those projects in that area. But another benefit I want to point out is adjacent is Lost Marsh. Not Lost Marsh.
Roxana Marsh.
Roxana Marsh.
Oh, yeah. Very much.
Roxana Marsh, yes. So, and again, just a very area that was not able to really be enjoyed by the residents, but now it's been a cleanup there. And so we're going to use that and start our development of our bike trails and our bird watching
boat,
and whatever
boat
it is.
Launch area, yeah, boat launch kayak area. And yeah. things like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Roxana Marsh has been one, unfortunately, of many areas in East Chicago that have been overdeveloped. overworked, or worse that, they've been basically industrial dumping grounds. And we know that the Army Corps of Engineers has worked very hard with the Indiana Department of Environmental Management to clean up Roxana Marsh, mm-hmm. and that's been one of the great success stories, I think, in getting that area cleaned up and back to the point where people will enjoy it just as much as they do the entryways to get over to other lakes along Lake Michigan.
It's correct. It's a hidden gem, and mm-hmm. it's coming together. People are starting to realize and see. And one of the big things that we see in East Chicago is that when people come back, whether to visit or on holidays, and they just drive through the town, they are just saying unsolicited, like, wow, we really see the city and Mayor Copeland doing things that we can visibly see where the money is going and how the projects are improving. Just unsolicited, just everyone just saying, hey, we see a difference now.
Yep. You mentioned at the start of the conversation not only about the I guess more established of the downtown East Chicago's there on, along Indianapolis Boulevard to the east and west of the road, but also you talk about the Harbor area. Harbor Walk is another big area that has been under development. Tell us how that's coming along and what people will see when it's finally all done.
Well, ironically, Harbor Walk, which is about a $3 million project out at our lakefront and marina area, mm-hmm. and it's called a $3 million project, a small part of a larger lakefront development. If you look at overall the investment that is going into the lakefront, the marina, and the encircling Harbor Walk, you're probably well over $12 million when you put them all together. And this project is, the mayor had a vision to reopen the marina and the beach back to the residents. The marina has somewhat been used exclusively by boaters. Not that anyone wasn't allowed, but that's just what the general perception was. And so we reduced the footprint of the docks with a new dock project, by the way, that is close to $5 million in the same footprint. But we also wanted to beautify for families to come out and enjoy our water, enjoy our lakes. There'll be enhancements, new railing, new lighting, safety features. We're also going to bring in kayaking and you know, things that you can do on the actual water, because it's a beautiful place. Enhancements to our restaurant and bar area. So that project is underway right now.
Yeah, and the idea is that we're making the lakefront, you know, in a lot of industrialized communities, lakes and rivers and things like that have always been the backdrop mm-hmm. to the communities. We're trying to make it the forefront. And so making the lakefront investment is going to be critical to even revitalizing the downtown and the harbor and making those connections so that people can actually walk to these things. You know, we have Klein Avenue that cuts, really dissects the lakefront from the harbor. And so eventually, now that we're investing all this money, we will create that connection for the residents to be able to get to the lakefront and finally enjoy it.
That's Marino Solario, who is the East Chicago Director of Planning and Economic Development, and with this as well is Milton Reed, who's a consultant to Mayor Anthony Copeland on economic development. We've talked about the great developments here, and there are more to talk about here before we finish up, but let's talk about the new businesses that are coming into the city. There are always new ones that come in on an occasional basis. We know that the Northwest Indiana Economic Development Organizations do their part to help attract new businesses to East Chicago, and there have been a lot of areas in East Chicago that were maybe underdeveloped have really grown. Tell us about some of the new businesses that come in town.
Well, I think, you know, we had a great success with hoist lift truck coming into the city, and I think that's kind of re-energized a lot of the industrial core mm-hmm. Of the city. Mm-hmm. I think for a very long time, maybe the city just kind of has been fighting this, like, industrial stigma. But I think with them coming in, it kind of we're embracing it, because we do see that there's a lot of benefits to moving into East Chicago, the operations into East Chicago, including not just industrial, but even commercial. There are a lot of vacant industrial properties that are now being looked at for redevelopment, including Suppliers Park off of Railroad Avenue, and there's another 4400 Homerly Avenue. So these vacant parcels now are being looked at for full redevelopment in terms of industrial. The city's efforts, though, have been to try to get people into the downtowns, specifically the harbor. And we've been focusing on really kind of your mom and pops. There has been, for example, there's a successful restaurant that just opened up, R&R Caribbean Jerk, mm-hmm. on the Main Street corridor. And they've outgrown their space already, and they've been open for a month.
Really?
So we're hoping to move them into the further into the downtown off of Broadway, where the old Frank Mervan Township office was. And again, this goes back to just believing in really what is a natural way of building a business. I think there's a lot of residents in the city that want to do something. You know, I've in my office at least, a lot of people come in. You know, I got a place that wants to do a fun center. You know, and so some of these old buildings that are in the downtown, instead of demoing them, could be repurposed because they don't make buildings like that anymore. And so, the city has been very aggressive at strategically taking properties and buying these properties and focusing the type of development we want in that downtown. So really, I think that's been a strategy along with the further investments, the millions of dollars that have been gone into that downtown.
And from an economic development strategy, you know, you want to have the big deals and you want to have the small ones too, mm-hmm. because the people that can still walk to some businesses, and I will say, if you love jerk chicken, you've got to make your way to Main Street in East Chicago. You almost cannot get into the place. The food is just that great. Yeah.
Well, it's just amazing to hear a business that usually we hear stories of small businesses struggling, mm-hmm. and here we have one that is just exploding. They almost have outgrown their space already, and you're so looking for bigger places.
Right within our footprint of Main and Broadway, the eating selections, authentic Mexican food right on Broadway. You have, if you like your traditional, like fried shrimp, fried chicken, and fish, you have that on
Great
Broadway.
Great breakfast place, DBA's.
Breakfast place right there on Broadway. So you have multiple eating options right here, and it's all thriving. I mean, you go in there, and it's hustling, it's bustling, the food is good, the food is hot, and I tend to be a finicky eater, and I'll tell you, you know, I would let it be known, but come down there, and also want to point out, where you can come and get your food, and within the area is a beautiful Unity Plaza. One thing that the city has lacked in a little bit in growth is artwork and just placemaking experience.
Social spaces,
we have a wonderful social space right in the 3900 block mm-hmm. of Main Street with free Wi-Fi. Mm-hmm. So you come out there, you go to DBA's, get your sandwich, get your lunch, go right over there, sit out, pull out your tablet, and get online. It's beautiful. There's artwork, Corten Steel, artwork with things from East Chicago, perfectly landscaped. You cannot have a better eating experience than what you have right
there. I like
there.
That Milton brought up Wi-Fi, because in most of our parks, in our lakefront, in our downtowns, we have put in a Wi-Fi for the residents, free for the residents to be able to enjoy. That's part of a strategy, a part of our fiber loop project, actually, that we just completed in the city. And so the city is well connected for the 21st century and on beyond. And so I think that's going to be critical for bringing new businesses and even residents to move to the city. So
a couple of the other projects that we want to be sure to mention in Chicago are the work that's ongoing and coming up as well on community centers. And let's also talk about the park improvement project, too. We have these the well-established historic parks like Kosciuszko Park on Indianapolis Boulevard. People see those parks all the time, but they don't always realize that all the parks in the city of East Chicago undergo a little metamorphosis from time to time.
Absolutely.
Correct. And I think one of the issues when we first started that project was that the people that should be using the parks weren't using them. Mm-hmm. And we asked ourselves why, you know, and the question we asked ourselves is, how do we get families back into these parks? And the answer was really simple, is offer the amenities for them to be able to do. And so we strategized and figured out, I mean, this started as a $300,000 project to now what will be ultimately probably $77 million project. And we've taken in these past 4 years, all the way from we started with our big parks and went into our neighborhood parks and pocket parks. We're hoping that by this year we're done with all our parks and then we'll move on to Block Stadium. But very early on, we thought that was a big quality of life issue that we needed to tackle. Mm-hmm. And so we got all new playground equipments. The three major parks have fitness equipments outdoor so that you're able to, and they're actually placed right next to playground equipment so that if you're an adult and you're bringing your kid, there's no excuse for you. Now you could actually, they're all orientated facing the playground equipment uh-huh. on purpose so that you can still do your workout and still check out your kid right next door playing on the playground. So that, you know, volleyball courts, new volleyball courts. We rehabbed some tennis courts, basketball courts, and we put trails. That was another key into our park system. Washington Park never had a trail and was one of the major parks in the city. And we've revitalized all those. We even painted them so that people knew this is the trail. And we're adding more trails into the rest of the park. It is the vision eventually to connect our park system through a citywide trail system outside of a not just recreation component, but we want to start focusing on bikes as a transportation component so that people don't have to necessarily get in a car to get around in East Chicago, because there's a lot of bikers, but bikers don't like biking in unsafe places and unsafe conditions. So we're strategizing that along with our park system.
Right, which is another thing you'll see in early 2018 is Columbus Drive. We're putting a trail along Columbus Drive that's going to turn into Klein Avenue Service Road. So you're going to see Columbus Drive totally revamped and redone. The architectural plans are engineering plans are being done right now. So
a new pedestrian bridge that's going to cross over for safety reasons. The kids that go from one side of town to the other, south, what I would call the North Harbor, what we call the North Harbor now, and the South Harbor. So those are key elements. Connectivity is going to be a key element now when we try to, you know, there's a lot going on in Chicago, and so we have to make those connections.
You were talking earlier about the projects that we wanted to bring up, the community centers, and there are two. As you say, there's one that's underway of improvements right now. There's another that is yet to come on the scene for another set of improvements. Tell us how those are coming along.
Correct. I think we looked at what we were lacking in the community centers, and it seemed like there wasn't a very holistic approach to that. And so the new centers will offer multiple recreation opportunities along with socioeconomic type of activities. But mainly there will be an indoor track, volleyball, tennis, basketball, and spaces that you can kind of retrofit.
Community rooms.
And that's not what we had in our previous community center. So right now we're starting with two. One is at Veterans Park, which was called Heritage Hall. That's being done right now. And we're out to bid on the other one, so that should be coming in. Actually, we received the bids already.
Yes.
So hopefully in a month we'll start construction on that one. That will be replacing Pennsylvania Community Center off the Guthrie Corridor. And then we are also focusing on Block Stadium, and we're building a somewhat community center complex and tying in what is Block Stadium in that area, right. Washington Park. And I think the total investment is around $12 to $15 million for that.
Right. So the community centers that we have were just at the end of their useful life.
Correct.
And they need a lot of repairs and things like that. And so we looked at, again, strategically, what does our population ask for? What does this next generation want to do, whether it be fitness or, you know, walking? You know, many more people are getting into health and fitness, but you want to do it all year round. Mm-hmm. So now when you can't do it outside,
parks,
you can still have basketball going and still have a track available for people that would like to do that type of activity. So it's going to be really, really nice and really exciting.
We've talked a lot here about construction projects and other projects to make big improvements to the city of East Chicago, but we can't forget about the events that happen, and there are a lot of events that are even coming up very soon here. Tell us about, if I'm pronouncing this right, Fusik Fest, which is coming up here the 1st of August.
Yes, it is.
Well, Fusik Fest was kind of a brainchild of the committee here, the Special Events Committee, but it's really just Fusik. It's a fusion of fun, food, and music. And that's it's a rebranding of the taste of East Chicago, but so much more. We're bringing acrobatic shows from the Cincinnati Circus, a fire show, a water show. Aquafly is going to be doing, you know, some somersaults and things like that in the water with neon lights, and we're adding fireworks to every night.
And residents can't beat the price, right?
Correct. The price is free. So, and anyone, actually, it's free for anyone. And Sheila E. will be coming, doing a Prince tribute on August 5th. And so the fest is August 4th, 5th, and 6th, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And Sheila E. will be performing on Saturday. So we have tributes. We have Selena tribute. We have a rock and roll tribute, blues and jazz tribute. So there's just a lot going on. And we hope that people are going to really be receptive of this new event.
The food vendors will be there.
Food vendors will be there. So you'll get all the East Chicago cuisine,
uh-huh,
represented there. And there's going to be on Sunday, or on Saturday actually, cultural dances. So there's going to be a mm-hmm, Hispanic cultural dance, African dance, and a polka dance. Just kind of be, you know, interprets kind of weekend. Like the culture of the city. So it's going to be great. Correct.
Something for everyone. Something for everyone. You can't beat the price. And again, you know, with the mayor, the way he manages the money overall, mm-hmm. I think it's just a wonderful opportunity to provide this level of entertainment and this level of festival and say, hey, just come on out and enjoy yourself.
One of the things I did want to ask as well, too, before we finish up our time talking today is the Summer Youth Program that's underway. It's an opportunity for East Chicago youth to get involved in the community and actually get some jobs if some are available, especially for them. How has the program been set up and how is it going so far?
Well, this year we were able to hire everyone that applied. You have to be an East Chicago resident. And so this is really, you know, I was part of that program. And so it helped me build some money so that I can go to college. And I'm thankful for that. And I think many people see it as a kind of a starting point in their work in the workforce. That's the way I looked at it. And so they work on various projects in the city, which are critical, especially in the summer is our busiest time with our public works. Our public works is in charge of the whole city in terms of cleaning the parks, cleaning streets, making sure things are,
beach, you know.
Yeah, so all of that. And so they're an integral part of that. And so this year, again, we were able to hire, I think it was like 89, if not 100, residents. They were able to apply, and they were all hired, and I think they finish the beginning of August or mid-August. They're done, and so it's a full summer program. It's been a very successful program every year that they've done it.
And I think, again, the biggest thing to point out is it's been almost every year from what I recall is that everyone that applies – everyone that applies has been accepted into the program. So you can't say I couldn't find anything if you're a resident of East Chicago.
We only have about a minute left here. Milton, we were talking before we went on the program today about how all these projects have gotten started. A lot of things with a lot of many different contractors working on many different projects. But a lot of this would not have been able to take place at this particular time, if it weren't for the fact that city government has worked very hard to organize its finances. Tell us what Mayor Copeland has been trying to do in that respect.
Well, just being a good financial steward of the money, making tough decisions, even tough political decisions, quite honestly, that may not have been popular, but certainly in the best interest of the residents at large. We have an environment where it's not business as usual, and we have put all of the contractors on alert that, hey, you know, we expect to get a good bang for our buck, and when we pay professionals and engineers, you know, we want top quality service, very demanding environment, but certainly very rewarding environment. And I think when you make those decisions, when you trend back some of the workforce that may have been obsolete, or you do more with less and you manage your money that you have coming in, I think that's the way he's been able to strategically put those pieces in place. And I will also want to give credit to the RDA, who we received a grant in 2014, and they have been a big help and supporter of our projects that fall in line with the grant. So all of that coming together, city money, RDA money, grant money, and things like that, it's really been you don't see any fleecing of the residents going on.
And it's no doubt that a balanced budget provides the opportunity to use the money that we can leverage from the casino and different grants and things like that, and use it for actual capital improvement projects and infrastructure that has been kind of at its peak, was great, but now it needs to be fixed.
And there were times when we didn't have the match. Now we have a grant, but you didn't have the match. Now we have the match, and we can leverage those dollars to do more for the city.